This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright, and today we're happy to have Dr. Kelly Hunsicker, the outreach coordinator of the Indian River Lagoon Research Institute here at Florida Tech, and also Dr. Robert Weaver, director of the Indian River Lagoon Research Institute. He's also an associate professor of ocean engineering here at FIT. There's going to be a very cool event, and it involves beer, so that says a lot. It's also very educational. So let's start out, Kelly. Tell them the details of Lagoon and Lager.
Right, so we are going to have our inaugural Lagoon and Lagers Thursday, March 1st from 6 to 8 at Helen Blaze's Brewing Company in downtown Melbourne.
At this event, the attendees will have a chance to join some of the leaders from the efforts to restore the Indian River Lagoon, to hear about updates from individual organizations, and then we'll also have a keynote speaker, Dr. Lisa Soto, who will be premiering the Indian River Lagoon report card. This event is a partnership with the Brevard Indian River Lagoon Coalition and the Indian River Lagoon Research Institute here at FIT, with co-hosts Helen Blaze's Brewing Company, 321 Millennials, and Engage Young Professionals.
Yeah, and I would like to point out that Helen Blaze's is a family-friendly establishment, so even if you are not of drinking age, you are still welcome, as are the four-legged friends.
All right, so it's an event to reach out to a different demographic, maybe, or people that have just not been real active in the past?
Yes, we've started hosting Lagoon Forum events here at Florida Tech with the Brevard Indian River Lagoon Coalition. And these are longer events that we host here at the Gleason Auditorium. And we found that the attendees at that event tend to be an older demographic. And we really wanted to find a way to get the young professionals involved where we could, you know, take that message out to them, because it's their lagoon too. We brainstormed on this, came up with this idea of Lagoon and Lagers. This first event, again held at Helen Blaze's Brewing Company, will be our inaugural event, with hopes of expanding to other breweries in Brevard County.
It'll be really informative. We're going to learn about how some of the half-cent sales tax money has already been implemented and future plans for that. We're also going to hear from Dwayne DeFries, who is the executive director of the Indian River Lagoon National Estuary Program. So he'll explain what the National Estuary Program is and why it's important, well as Dr. Weaver and I will talk about some of the things that we do here at FIT and ways that people can get involved.
A chance to reach out to potential citizen scientists to get involved, not only understand, but hopefully implement some new solutions to the problems that we're facing in the river.
Exactly.
It absolutely is. You know, if you live in Brevard County, you're paying a half-cent sales tax. This is your opportunity to come out and see where that money's going and have the experts there be able to ask questions and get it firsthand.
This is free and open to the public. Would you require them to register beforehand? They just show up?
We do have a Facebook page. You can go on and search for Lagoon and Lagers, and it's co-hosted by Brevard Indian River Lagoon Coalition and the Indian River Lagoon Research Institute. And again, that's Thursday, March 1st from 6 to 8.
If they want to find out more, they can go on Facebook. Otherwise, they just show up on the 1st at 6 p.m. and
be ready to drink beer and learn about the lagoon.
You can hear a copy of this interview, a podcast of any previous Coastal Connection. It's all on our website, wfit.org.